This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, this morning, J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo will kick off a week of profit reports from the big banks. A preview came last week when word came that General Electric will break up and sell off the seventh largest bank, GE Capital. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has more on the state of mega banking.
GE's announcement that it's spinning off most of its $500 billion banking business teaches us two things.
The primary lesson is if you don't have to be a bank, don't be one. That's what GE came to the realization of.
Fred Cannon at Keefe, Bryant & Woods says being a bank is about a third less profitable than it was before the financial crisis, thanks to more regulation and higher capital requirements. Lesson number two, look at who's buying what GE is selling.
The vast majority of those assets are going into smaller institutions.
It's not the do-everything giants like J.P. Morgan, but regional banks and specialized non-banks that Cannon expects to grow profits fastest. But bank analyst Nancy Bush says there is one area where the so-called universal banks have an edge, at least this quarter, trading on the ups and downs in the currency and commodities markets.
So the positive surprises are likely to come for the, quote, universal banks.
But she says the same goes for negative surprises, if any banks got those trades wrong. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.